Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and today I know that your English will improve. When hanging out with a friend, have you ever wondered which friend influences the other friend? Or in other words, do you influence the friend you're hanging out with? Well, today we are going to discuss in a lesson called Who Influences Whom? Yes, we are going to be discussing whether or not friends can influence one another. And in this lesson, we are going to meet Tom and Lisa. I want you to pay attention to the following question. Can you really change someone else? Once again, can you really change someone else? That's a great question to think about. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines open because guess what? It's time to meet Tom and Lisa. Let's go.
Who influences whom? Can you really change someone else? Tom and Lisa have just left the classroom.
So, do you have any special plans for this weekend?
I do. I'm going to a movie with Miranda and her friends Saturday night. On Sunday...
Wait a minute. Are you really going somewhere with Miranda?
What's that supposed to mean?
Miranda is not exactly known for her good behavior, if you know what I mean.
I realize she doesn't have a very good reputation. Should that stop me from befriending her?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 supposed 这个形容词。Supposed 原本是 suppose, S-U-P-P-O-S-E, 假设、猜想这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指应当的或应该的。如果要说应该做什么的话，是用 be 动词加 supposed, 再加上不定词 to 加上原形动词。例如 ,You were not supposed to leave before the meeting ended. 你原本不应该在会议结束前离开。或者是 ,I was supposed to call you last night, but I forgot. 我原本应该昨晚打给你,但是我忘记了。接下来我们看 befriend, 这个动词 ,befriend 是指把某人当朋友对待或者是对某人友好。例如 ,Irene was befriended by a neighbor when she first moved to this neighborhood.Irene 刚搬到这个社区时，有一位邻居对她很友善。或者是 Chelsea befriended several Asian classmates when she was studying in California. Chelsea 在加州读书时和好几位亚洲同学成为好友。
谢谢 Michelle. All right, well, I'm not exactly sure what kind of person Miranda is, but I guess she has...A bad reputation.
Apparently she does, and we're going to be learning more about that later. But first, I want to introduce to you Tom and Lisa. Those are the two characters in our lesson. And of course, Tom and Lisa, they have just left the classroom. And here's an interesting question. Can you really change someone else?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I think somebody in our lesson is hoping to changeher friend or this person, Miranda. Okay, can you really change someone else for the better? That's the question. Who influences whom? All right, you hope to be a good influence on somebody else, not a bad one. Okay, well, how does our line, the first line goes like this. So do you have any special plans for this weekend?
I do. I'm going to a movie with Miranda and her friends Saturday night.On Sunday.
Before we continue,
yeah?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, what's wrong with Saturday and Sunday? Oh, the days of the week!
Yes, aside from them being my favorite days of the week, because I don't have to work, I believe Stephen can have something to say about weekdays or days of the week in the info cloud.
In ancient Rome, the days of the week were named after heavenly bodies. The first 2 days were named in honor of Sol, the sun, and Luna, the moon, creating the model for English's Sunday and Monday.
Ancient Rome's third day was named after the planet Mars. The succeeding days, in order, were Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn.
Some of these Roman calendar names are still reflected in the Latin-based Romance languages. Today, for example, the French call their third day Mardi, a variant of the word Mars.
But in English, because of its Old Norse influence, most of the Roman names were replaced by Norse god equivalents.
Right. The Roman god of war, Mars, was replaced by the Norse god of war, Tyr, which is where we get our word Tuesday.
The Norse god Woden gives us Wednesday, and Thursday comes from Thor, the Norse god of thunder.
Venus, the Roman goddess of love, was replaced by the Norse goddess of love, Frigg, giving us the word Friday.
The lone Roman god survivor is Saturn, who was in charge of agriculture. Saturn, of course, is at the root of our English word Saturday.
你可曾想过一个礼拜七天的英文名称是哪里来的？其实这又要追溯到古罗马以及北欧神话。英文的星期日 Sunday 来自 Sol 罗马的太阳神，星期一 Monday 来自 Luna 月亮，星期二来自 Mars。 Mars 原本是罗马神话里的战神，但后来被北欧神话的战神 Tyr 所取代，就产生了 Tuesday。 Wednesday 来自 Woden， 那是北欧诸神之父。 Thursday 来自 Thor， 那是北欧神话中的雷神。 Friday 是纪念爱神 Frigg。 Saturday 是一星期中唯一还保有罗马神话的名字，它来自Saturn， 也就是罗马神话中的农业之神。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, it was great talking about the days of the week. Well, continuing with our lesson, our conversation that is between Tom and Lisa, Tom responds to Lisa by saying what?
Okay.Wait a minute. So Lisa was talking about what she might do on Sunday, but Tom interrupted her. He said, wait a minute. Are you really going somewhere with Miranda?
Of course, Lisa responds by saying, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, Tom seems to be a little, nervous.
Yeah.
Or uncertain that Lisa really should be spending time with Miranda. I don't think he likes Miranda.
I don't think so, too. But, of course, this could mean a lot of things, right? Are you really going somewhere with Miranda? So then, of course, Lisa asks, what is that supposed to mean? What does he mean by that? Here's what he means. Miranda is not exactly known for her good behavior, if you know what I mean.
Gabe?
Nudge, nudge.
Gabe.Hold on for just a moment. I want to talk about that phrase, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean. You would like to talk about this phrase.
I do. So when do we use this phrase, if you know what I mean? Well, you use this phrase when you think that the person listening understands, and so you really don't need to say any more. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Because maybe you don't want to be too direct about something. You hope the personknows what you're talking about. So Miranda is not exactly known for her good behavior. Tom probably means that Miranda is really well known for her bad behavior. Okay? Now there are other ways you could use this phrase. It's kind of a fun phrase to use when you want to be indirect. Like, you know, this, now that guy in our class, he likes to have fun, if you know what I mean.Now, I don't need to continue talking about that. I don't need to share the details about that. If you know that guy in our class, then you know what I mean.
I think it's better for me to stay home tonight, if you know what I mean.
But does that mean you're sick?
Well, it could be. It could mean that I'm sick. It could mean that there are other things going on. Mm-hmm. Or it could mean that I don't really want to hang out with the group of people that you're going with. You know, several different things.
That's right. So friends, this phrase is useful basically when you know the person you're talking to, okay? You understand each other, so you don't need to be that direct, okay?
Yes. Or you assume that the other person will know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Gabe, mm-hmm. Lisa responds to Tom by mm-hmm. saying, I realize she doesn't have a very good reputation. Now, should that stop me from befriending her? So Tom seems, of course, a little uncertain whether or not Lisa should spend time with someone who has a bad reputation, but Lisa still thinks that Miranda needs a friend.
Well, exactly. And so she wants to befriend Miranda. Of course, if you befriend somebody, that means you become friends with that person. But let's take a look at this phrase, to stop someone from doing something. Should that stop me from befriending her? That means you keep someone from doing something. You don't let them do it. Okay, so she could say that she doesn't want to become friends with Miranda because of her bad reputation. Her bad reputation shouldn't stop her from becoming friends with Miranda, though.
And I will tell you, mm-hmm. the rain will not stop Linda from going on a bike ride Saturday morning. Well, anyway, friends, I know it's a break time, but I hope that won't stop you from coming back, so make sure you stay. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here's a question for you all. Let's say that you're in a situation where you see a classmate who doesn't have a very good reputation, but this classmate doesn't have a lot of friends either. What would you do? Would you try to reach out to that friend, befriend them? Or would you do what Tom suggests and kind of stay away from that person who has a bad reputation? Do you think that you could possibly influence that person? Well, friends, that is what we're talking about in today's lesson. So let's continue talking about it.
Influences whom?
I just think you should consider how doing that might affect your social life.
Well, I think you need to get out of your comfort zone. Forget about what other people may think about someone. Spending time with people like Miranda may soften them.
If you think you can change Miranda, you're flattering yourself. She's been suspended from school multiple times, and she nearly got kicked out altogether for...
You don't have to repeat what she did. And yes, I do think if troubled people are shown acceptance, they might change for the better.
OK, 其实我们看 flatter 这个动词 flatter 可以指讨好或奉承，例如 I know you're just flattering me, I'm not as good as you say. 我知道你只是在奉承我，我并没有像你说的那么好。课文中的 flatter oneself 是指自以为是或者是自认为，例如 you're flattering yourself by thinking you're irreplaceable. 你以为没有人可以取代你是自以为是。所以我们看 suspend 这个动词P-E-N-D 这个字根有悬吊的意思，所以 suspend 悬挂起来意思就是指暂停，这里特别是指暂令停职或停学，例如 These boys were suspended from school for fighting， 这些男孩因为打架而被停学，或者是 The manager was suspended from work because of the scandal， 这名经理因为这桩丑闻而被停职，或者是 The basketball player was suspended for hitting an opponent，这位篮球选手因为揍了对方的球员而被禁赛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue this conversation between Tom and Lisa. Of course, Lisa just said, should her bad reputation stop Lisa from befriending Miranda? Okay, so she wants to become friends with Miranda. She wants to hang out with her, maybe get to know her a little more. Tom says here, I just think you should consider how doing that might affect your social life. Okay, well, everybody has a social life. That is the time that you hang out with other people and the people that you hang out with. And maybe Tom thinks that when you hang out with one kind of person, it could affect the way that other people see you.
Exactly. And of course, Lisa responds by saying, well, I think you need to get out of your comfort zone. Okay, friends, let's talk about this phrase, to get out of your comfort zone. This just means that you do something that really isn't very comfortable for you. And I know that for some of you, you know, learning English, it can be a bit uncomfortable to even practice your English. So I might encourage you to get out of your comfort zone. Start speaking your English and practice.
That's right. Everybody has a comfort zone, okay? Maybe you feel comfortable doing something because you know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Or you're in a familiar area, so it's comfortable to you. But then maybe if you're asked to do something a little more difficult or go spend time with people that you don't know, that might be getting out of your comfort zone because you're not in as much control, okay? So I think it's very important to find ways to get out of your comfort zone sometimes. For some people, going to another country is getting out of their comfort zone.
I remember when I first came to Taiwan and I started teaching here at Studio Classroom, mm-hmm. I definitely had to get out of my comfort zone teaching here on TV because it's something I had never done before and I didn't really feel like I was very well prepared. Well, anyway, friends, Lisa is just saying, well, I think you need to get out of your comfort zone. Forget about what other people may think about someone. Spending time with people like Miranda may soften them. So, of course, Lisa's saying that if you spend time with someone like Miranda, you might actually start to change them.
Well, I like what Tom says here. First, he kind of laughs. Ha! If you think you can change Miranda, you're flattering yourself. Well, this is an interesting use of the word flatter. Usually when we use the word flatter, we're talking about saying something really nice to somebody just to make them feel better. Or maybe you want something and so you say nice things to other people. Sometimes people might say really nice things to their bosses, right? Pai ma pi, because they want to flatter them so that they can get something in return. So that is flattery. Okay, mm-hmm. Flattery is the noun. Now, there's a phrase that's kind of fun, mm-hmm. and that is, imitation is the highest form of flattery.
And I love that phrase, and I think it is so true. And friends, I hope that you will remember this phrase.
Well, what does it mean? Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Well, this just means that if you copy someone, if you do what someone else does, that shows that you want to be like that person. And so in an essence, or in a way, that is flattering that person.
Exactly. And that's why there are so many parodies. That's why there are so many YouTube videos. Maybe someone is doing a cover song of somebody else. Because imitation is the highest form of flattery. That really lets the original artist know, wow, my music is pretty good. Someone has copied my music or imitated me. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about this conversation, but I guess we're going to have to wait until next time. Right now, it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
If someone with a bad reputation asked you to join them for an activity, what would you do? All right, Ben, if someone you knew had kind of a bad reputation, that a lot of people maybe didn't like that person, and they wanted to hang out with you, what would you do?
Well, okay, what kind of bad reputation are you talking about here? Are they just mean, or do they say bad words? I mean, what kind of person?
Well, maybe they're mean, but also maybe they've done something
that is really not that good, that nobody would like. And so they've earned this bad reputation, and they want to hang out with you.
Well, first of all, I've done bad things that I shouldn't have done, and I kind of have a bad reputation to myself. So I would say to that friend, you know, don't worry about it. We're all in the same boat, if you will. We're kind of just as bad. And I would probably welcome them. Of course, it wouldn't be that easy. If they have a bad reputation, maybe they have some bad habits. But I would try my hardest to welcome them, even though it might not be that easy.
You would try to be a friend to this person. And yes, I love that phrase, we're all in the same boat. We all have bad thoughts, bad behaviors. Sometimes it's good to show that we are in this together. Thanks so much, Ben.
No problem, man. We're in the same boat.
We're in the same boat and room. Okay, Christina, if someone with a bad reputation asked you to join them for an activity, what would you do?
Well, Gabe, I think I have a good reputation. So if I hang out with someone with a bad reputation, I think I can be a very good example.
Okay, well, I like that answer. I think it's important to be a good example. I'm here with my friend Francis. I got to say first, before I ask you a question, Francis, I like your shirt a lot. What does it say?
It says right or wrong.
Right or wrong, and it's a nice bright blue shirt. We got my bright green, our bright blue, our bright colors. Okay, now, for a slightly different subject, if someone with a bad reputation asked you to join them for some kind of activity, what would you do?
Depends on what the activity is.
That is true. What if it was just a normal activity? The person, a lot of people don't like this person, but they just ask you to go see a movie with them or something like that, or go out to eat.
I know. I'll bring the popcorn.
You'll bring the popcorn.
I'll go hang out with them.
You'll go hang out with them, so you'll be friends with that person.
Of course. Yeah, I would invite them over and have some steak.
Hey, well, some sausages. Hold on a second. Yeah. That's getting me excited, too. Make sure to invite me when you invite this friend up.
I will. You going to come along?
Excellent.
I've got some good steaks in the fridge.
I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. You want to come?
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's go right now.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, who influences whom? Can you really change somebody else?
Well, I guess we're just going to have to find out tomorrow. So, friends, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.